All right, questions.
Mike, what have you seen from the Jacksonville run defense on film?
They're good. They're very active. Posluszny makes a lot of tackles. Jackson is very active inside. You know, they hit and get off blocks quickly, you know, and they play a lot of extra guy in the box. So they're pretty darn good.
How much similarity is there for them to Seattle? I mean, it's a similar scheme, obviously, but how much can you transfer what Seattle does from the personnel?
It's very similar in a lot of ways. I mean, you know, base defense is very similar. They might have a few more variations, but I think it's, you know, the base is the same.
You see progress in your run game?
Yeah, well, we ran the ball. We're getting some more efficient runs and ran the ball better. You know, we just got to do a better job running it when we get in the red zone. We got to do a better job, obviously, if, you know, eliminate some of these bad plays. So, but, you know, there is progress.
Run blocking, too? I mean, have you seen improvement?
Yeah, I mean, the whole, you know, all parts of it, yeah.
Mike, do you ever anticipate your identity changing so much from last year as a run-first team now to such a pass-first team?
Well, there's a lot of things I didn't plan on, you know, when the season started. So, but, you know, it's part of adaptation, you know, in this league, and that's you know, really what every NFL season is.
Mike, looking at the big picture, why has Adam Thielen gone from a guy who had 12 catches last year to now he's over 50?
He just got more. He's gotten way more opportunities, obviously. But you know, he goes in there and makes plays when he gets a chance. And then, the more plays you make, the more opportunities you get.
When you look back at this year, was it just steady improvement, or did he really do well when training camp started? Or what allowed him to make that big jump into the
world? You know, I think it started in training camp, but also, you know, he made a great catch in Tennessee the first game, a couple great catches, you know, and he's made some great catches. So, you know, the more you do that, the more chances you get.
Where's Cordero with his route running?
Time's really good, and times needs to be better.
How has Easton played when he's been in here?
You know, pretty good. You know, he's been quick to get to the second level. He's been good on the double teams. He's been, you know, he's got a low center of gravity with some strength, so he hasn't been getting overpowered. So I think, you know, there's been a lot of good things, and, you know, obviously there's some things he's got to clean up.
Where does Berger stand in the concussion protocol?
Yeah.
Is there hope that you think he could still play?
I don't know. The injury report will come out in a little bit.
Do Sam and Nick take extra exchanges with each other to develop more chemistry in that kind of under center?
Not necessarily. I mean, they get a lot of reps together. But I wouldn't say, you know, they go on the side and get extra. I mean, we have ball handling period where we do stuff. And so, I mean, they get, you know, all the centers and quarterbacks.
You are cleared to travel with the team?
Mm-hmm. We're not talking about injuries.
You're not on
the
injury.
True. Are you a coach from the sidelines? Is there any chance at all from the box?
I don't know.
What would be the difference for you if you were up in the box? How would
communication work? I don't know. I'm not going to worry about it. The doctor just doesn't want me to get hit, that's all. So we'll be okay. Anything else? All right, thanks.